WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A federal agency says construction may go forward on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline as long as the builders can explain how they're protecting wildlife. Environmentalists beg to differ. We'll have a look at the species they're concerned about. Meanwhile, the Mountain Valley Pipeline is cited for erosion problems in West Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, May 17th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Environmentalists are fighting with builders over whether the Atlantic Coast Pipeline can go forward. At issue is the fate of several threatened or endangered species. Soraya Wintersmith with our partner station WCVE has details.
The incidental take statement is supposed to restrict how much endangered species can be harmed or taken throughout the course of a project. Attorney Austin Gerken argued the case for the Southern Environmental Law Center last week. He says there are five endangered species in the pipeline's path that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service failed to adequately protect.
The Indiana bat, the northern long-eared bat, the clubshell mussel, the rusty patch bumblebee, and the Madison Cave isopod.
A spokesperson for the pipeline's lead energy company, Dominion, says it remains unclear what locations and how many miles of pipeline are impacted by the ruling. That Dominion official also says the Atlantic Coast Pipeline will continue to move forward with construction as scheduled. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
That ruling has no impact on the Mountain Valley Pipeline. In full disclosure, the Southern Environmental Law Center underwrites programming on WMRA. Meanwhile, work continues on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline despite the Fourth Circuit's ruling. Instead, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission says developers have 5 days to explain how they plan to protect those threatened or endangered species. And the environmental groups who sued the builders say construction must stop immediately. Also, builders of the Mountain Valley Pipeline are failing to control erosion at two work sites. The Roanoke Times reports that West Virginia's Environmental Protection Agency cited builders in April for sediment leaks. The agency says builders allowed sediment-laden water to escape a site where a compressor station is under construction. At another site, builders failed to properly channel erosion, allowing a portion of the slope to give way. Rex Tillerson remains largely out of the public eye since his ouster as Secretary of State earlier this year. But on Wednesday at Virginia Military Institute, Tillerson told graduates about a crisis of ethics, in part flowing from his former boss, President Trump. Virginia Public Radio's David Seidel reports from Lexington.
Rex Tillerson didn't directly address his time as Secretary of State or the administration he served in, but he did tell the 371 graduates of Virginia Military Institute that American democracy faces a growing crisis of ethics and integrity. Freedom to seek the truth, he said, is the very essence of democracy.
If our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or we as people become accepting of alternative realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as American citizens are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom.
Tillerson told the graduates to recognize what truth is and what it is not.
And begin by holding ourselves accountable to truthfulness and demand our pursuit of America's future be fact-based.
Tillerson said the growth of digital communications is the biggest economic and national security challenge facing the country. In Lexington, I'm David Seidel.
A divided Senate Foreign Relations Committee conducted hearings Wednesday on Senator Tim Kaine's proposed resolution to limit the power of the president to wage military action, even as more restrictive plans are being unveiled. WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports.
Senator Kaine says since 9/11, three administrations have misused an emergency congressional authorization to fight terrorism in a war without any apparent end.
I think it's long past time for Congress to revise the open-ended grant of authority that the 2001 AUMF has been used to conduct this war.
Kaine's resolution hands much, but not all, war-making powers back to Congress, a compromise he says is necessary for passage. But other committee members want more restrictions and a sunset clause. It's on hold until the committee talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo next week about this measure that the White House so far opposes. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And finally, a man who was injured in the car attack during last August's white supremacist rally in Charlottesville has gotten married with a little help from his friends. WVIR-TV reports that Marcus Martin and his fiancée Marissa Blair got married on Saturday without spending a penny, thanks to a local wedding planning company and other vendors. The couple was in downtown Charlottesville on August 12th when a car plowed into counter-protesters. Martin shoved Blair out of the way, but he was hit and upended, breaking his leg, and a Pulitzer Prize-winning photo captured him flying into the air. The mother of Heather Heyer, who was killed in the attack, led the crowd on Saturday in a butterfly release in remembrance during the ceremony. Heyer was a friend of the couple. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday, and try to stay dry.